Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is part 5 in a 7-part Lenten series entitled From Ash, and today's message is specifically titled Sally Forth, based off of Philippians chapter 3, verses 4b through 14. Let us dive into the Word today. Indeed, if others have reason for confidence in their own efforts, I have even more. I was circumcised when I was 8 days old. I am a pure-blooded citizen of Israel and a member of the tribe of Benjamin, a real Hebrew if there ever was one. I was a member of the Pharisees, who demand the strictest obedience to the Jewish law. I was so zealous that I harshly persecuted the church. And as for righteousness, I obeyed the law without fault. I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Amen. As a fan of horror movies, I have watched my share of B-rated horror films. Some of them are just so awful they're unbearable, no doubt. Some of them are just so awful they become laughable and entertaining in that right. I mean, they're just so bad that they become a comedy almost. The best of the B-rated horror films, though, are those that can overcome their small budgets to make something truly shocking and memorable, regardless of whether they draw laughs or screams. The Evil Dead, for those of you that have seen that film, The Evil Dead is one such film. It had its scares, but it was so over the top that it was also laughable. And this was intentional and actually became even more intentional with each subsequent sequel. And the director and writer, Sam Raimi and crew, capitalized upon this. One of my favorite films in that series was Army of Darkness, where Bruce Campbell's character, Ash, is thrust back into medieval Europe to find and destroy the evil book called the Necronomicon that is causing the dead to come to life. And he had to remember certain Latin words, which he messes up, and it sets up this whole comical scenario where he now is thrust into a battle against the army of darkness, against the evil dead, so to speak. And he has to destroy the army of evil dead that are taking over the world. I'll never forget the one scene where the leader of the army, who happens to be this like evil twin of Ash, because, well, that's a long story short, but anyway, he kind of accidentally cloned himself of sorts, and out of this came this evil Ash, so to speak. And this evil Ash, this leader of the army of evil dead, calls out to his zombie troops, "Sally forth," followed by them marching forward into battle. And that's the best I can do of that voice anyway. But I remember as a teenager hearing that phrase, "Sally forth," and wondering what it meant. So what does the phrase "Sally forth" mean? The phrase "Sally forth" comes from the Latin "salire," "salire," which means to jump. Thus, "Sally forth" means to jump forth. "Sally forth." And it often was used to summon the troops to jump out of a besieged position into a quick attack designed to surprise the enemy. See? Who says you can't learn from horror movies? In our scripture today, Paul tells us a couple of things. First, at one time he relied on obedience to the law for his salvation. As a faithful Jew, born in the tribe of Benjamin, he was Jewish from birth, circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the Pharisees who demand the strictest obedience to the law, and if that didn't prove he was truly a faithful Jew, he proved his zeal for God's law through his persistent persecution of the church. Of course, as he's persecuting the church, he's not seeing it as persecution, he's seeing it as defending the Torah, making sure that people aren't leading people astray from God. This is covenant stuff. God put us into covenant and gave us these laws, and as long as we live by the law, we won't fall out of line with God. I mean, this is important stuff. You live up to your end of the covenant, right? So, you know, Paul now sees it as persecution, but in that time when he was a Pharisee, he didn't see himself as persecuting the church. He saw himself as defending the faith. And he once prided himself in those things. But eventually, he says that he came to see those things as worthless, as garbage, as a result of his newfound faith in Christ. He was a new creation who now put his faith in Jesus Christ. And that newfound faith actually propelled him into a life of submission to Christ rather than submission to the law, to the letter of the law, in which the Holy Spirit was working God's perfection in him. That's not to say he was perfect or that he got it all right all the time. He didn't, and he's the first to admit it. He said it right in our scripture today. It's not that I've actually achieved these things. I have not. But God is achieving these things in me through the Holy Spirit. He wasn't perfect, but he was being perfected by God. And just as a side note, for those who wonder where where John Wesley got his three modes of grace, you know, prevenient, justifying, and sanctifying grace. And by the way, if you want to learn more about those, go check out the Party on John cast, where Reverend Sal Sammarco and I have that discussion. But for those of out there who are wondering where Wesley gets this idea of sanctifying grace, it's in passages such as this where Paul is talking about this idea of being perfected by the Holy Spirit, of going onward toward perfection, not quite achieving it yet, but with the confidence that it will be achieved at some point through the power of Jesus Christ. Now, how awesome is that? In our church, on the day that you'll be listening to this, I'm recording it slightly ahead, but on the day that you'll be listening to this, Sunday, April 7th, we're actually baptizing four people in our morning service. Four people, a mother and her children who have come to Christ, and have found their home in our church and have found their faith in Jesus Christ. And as a result of baptism and as a result of being a part of the life of the church, this same transformation will begin in them. It already has begun in them. And hopefully it'll remind those who are there, those of us who are there who have been baptized and confirmed our faith and have been living the Christian life, so to speak, in the church, it will hopefully remind us of God's work in us as well. This is important. This is vitally important stuff. Now, Paul's transformation in Christ led him to serve Christ and to storm the gates of hell, so to speak, with the love of Christ. And Paul was challenging the church in Philippi and is challenging us as well to sally forth from the ash, from who we once were, into active ministry in Christ. We're being challenged to sally forth from ash into ministry, counteracting the army of darkness with the power of God's love, grace, and hope. This is awesome stuff, my friends. And as new creations in Christ, it is our charge, our sacred duty to submit to Christ and sally forth from hiding in the ash of who we once were into active service of Christ and his kingdom. Friends, we are not meant to live in our past. We are not meant to live like we once did. We are not meant to be the people we once were before we were Christian. Rather, each and every one of us, whether we were baptized as an adult or baptized as an infant, each and every one of us are meant to live our lives since we first confirmed and professed our faith. We are meant to live our lives as new creations in Christ. The old has passed away, the new has come. This is what we're called to do. It is our charge, our sacred duty, to submit to Christ and to sally forth from the ash into service of Christ and his kingdom. My friends, I pray that you will do so. I pray that you will rise up in service of Christ and his kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you for this opportunity to be in ministry, to be new creations in you, to be your chosen ones, called to bring your good news to others so that they may join the list of chosen ones. We're all chosen, Lord, if we really think about it. We're all chosen because we're all created by you in your image. But some of us have not yet heard that. or if we've heard it, we have yet to understand it. And so, Lord, help us be the people that bring that good news to others in ways that they can understand so that they may answer yes to you and be a part of the spreading of your good news and your kingdom. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And so, friends, I would like to thank you for joining me today and tuning into this message, which is, again, part five in a 7-part Lenten series entitled From Ash, today's message specifically entitled Sally Forth. And I pray that you will sally forth in the name of Christ and you know what? Bring that good news and that love of God to others. That is the best thing we can do as Christians. I'd like to invite you to check out the links in the notes of this particular message. And definitely keep an eye out for the Party on Johncast specifically. We've got some stuff coming out. This is an announcement not made anywhere else, but there's going to be some stuff coming out on throughout Holy Week. Look toward that as well. Anyway, friends, remember that you are richly blessed so that you may be a blessing to others. Amen. Go in peace.